Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But we're getting ready for football. We'll give you a detailed breakdown of the Commanders and the Bucks next hour. We're also going to scout Tampa Bay with TJ Reeves. But I just threw this question at you. It just kind of hit me as I'm thinking about this game. What is the point total you would need to feel like they're definitely going to win? Where would you be confident? In other words, if I said Washington scores 14 points, you go, they lose.
They're losing that one, yeah.
If I say they score 17, they still lose. If I say they score 20, you could convince me maybe a couple Baker turnovers, ill-timed fumble by Irving, they win a 20-17 game in overtime. But I think the chances of that are low. There's going to be points scored.
Mm-hmm.
This is the highest total for people that don't know of all the playoff games in this round. The expectation is both teams, which are top five scoring offenses in the NFL, the Commanders score 28 points a game, the Bucks score 29 points a game, fourth and third respectively in scoring this year, that they're going to both move the ball, score points. So, Danny, what do they have to score for you to go into the game feeling good that they're going to win?
North of 30. I mean, to me,
it's got
to
be over 30.
It's got to be over 30. Now, here's the thing. I tend to think that games like this, when we all think it's going to be a wild shootout, it's going to be 44-42 like that Bills-Rams game was, or, you know, something picturesque, tends to slow down a little bit. I think Washington's going to try to, kind of limit possessions here. If you get 10, 11 possessions for each team, it might end up in this kind of shootout situation. But I think they're going to try to matriculate. I think they're going to try to use their offense as a way to get some defense going here. But I just don't think they can stop Tampa Bay. I don't think they will. So when Tampa has the ball, I think they're pretty much scoring, unless, you know, you get something unforeseen, whether it's a holding penalty, something else to derail the drive, or a turnover otherwise. So I think it's going to end up in that 30-point range. I think
so
it's going to have to do.
So if they score 30, you would not pick them to win?
If they score 30, I'd pick them to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
28.
I'd say it's likely they win. But to me, you were talking about feeling comfortable.
So now we're coming down.
It's in that upper 20s to 30. To me, 30 makes me feel secure.
I think 27 is where I start to like their chances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is my lean right now. We'll make our final predictions at the end of the show. This, to me, feels like a 27-24 football game. 30-27 kind of football game. So we're thinking similarly.
Yep.
I'm looking at what the Bucks did recently. They scored 27 in a win against the Saints. But remember, they played like...
It was terrible. That's one of the worst games. Yeah.
For a half. I was trying to use a word that I'm allowed to use. Sometimes when you're just sitting with, hanging out with the guys at a sports bar, you almost use the wrong
you
word.
You almost do it, yeah.
They played like dog water, to quote a 13-year-old.
Hacking.
For a half of football. Still scored 27. The week before that, now, they had Carolina's number. Like, they just did whatever they wanted. They scored 48 in that game. There is some high power, octane, to this offense. 40 against the Chargers in a win a couple of weeks ago. But they lost to the Cowboys 26-24, right? You got the 27-19 game with the Saints. They scored 28 in a win over the Raiders, 26 in a win over Carolina. I think if you're in that 27-30 window, you're going to be in a pretty good spot. That's where you need to go, because I'm also banking on Mayfield leading the league in picks and turnover-worthy plays. Tampa's not going to score on 7-8 possessions. I think you got to bow up in the red area and hold them to a couple of field goals. And you need to turn him over twice. That's my path. If you can force two field goals and turn Baker Mayfield over twice, now they're not scoring over 24. Now I'm winning a football game.
I mean, just for example, since their bye week, okay, They have not had, they've had less than 400 yards one time, 395 against the Saints, the most recent game. Conversely, Washington has had over 400 yards one time over their last five, right? As you kind of look at who's trending in what direction with this matchup. Even when they struggled against the Cowboys and they lost that game, they still managed over 410 yards. They are going to move the football. They're going to score points. So to me, that's why that higher point total is there.